I found this $40 million company had made $30 million worth of purchase orders. They did not know they made, could not pay for, did not have warehouse space for, and those suitcases were going to be around a long time because they ordered the wrong things. Can you imagine how big a warehouse it would take for $100 million of suitcases at retail? There only seemed one solution. How would you survive such a liquidity crisis? Add in personal guarantees for the CEO, public humiliation for the CEO and the entire group of executive officers. That is what we faced. Then we took a deeper look. Sometimes it takes an outsider viewpoint to take that deeper look. One of the strategies I created and helped execute was to obtain a $25 million bank loan and time. They are still selling suitcases today. And what are you missing? I trust the following fiscal health checkup will save you from embarrassment, financial pain, or a period like I went through to save that company. Remember the statement that if you do not know where you're going, any road is just as good, from Alice in Wonderland? How guilty are you of running your life and your business that way? Remember how when you were younger, you laughed at the older people who seemed to drive with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake? Well, I'm telling you that you are doing that again in your life and business. I know what some of you are saying right now. Not me. Well, until you know specifically where you are in your business, how can you know where you're going? Your goals are really just dreams. This presentation will suggest a new way of looking at changing your helter-skelter approach and convert you into a best process-oriented person. With less stress, you can actually have some fun in the process. If you are not having fun in your work, you evidently are in the wrong business. Your first question. The first step is knowing what questions to ask. Consider two suggestions. First, listen to this recording about 20 key questions that will suggest the most crucial areas to improve in your business. Secondly, afterwards, if you want to add a written process, you can use the free 7-question strategic overview on my website at fiscaldoctor.com/fiscaltest.html. Question 1. Are operations running so smoothly at your company that you consistently sleep well at night? If you cannot sleep, then get up and do something instead of lying there worrying. It's the worry that gets you, not the lack of sleep, said Dale Carnegie, legendary business author and leadership coach. Sometimes our bodies tell us when things are not going well. Sometimes our bodies know things that our minds don't know, or that our minds have not yet fully begun to process. If you are not sleeping well, if you are worried, if you're anxious, and not just the regular low-level ho-hum activity, but something deeper and troubling, that could be a sign that something is not right at your company.